afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show. And I've got a guest today, Rick Cavan, C-A-V-E-N. He's from Alaska, and he's going to be giving some insight into Esau in the Bible and how it complies with what we're what I'm doing here. It's just absolutely amazing as we understand our status. I'm hearing the moderator here somehow. So, anyway, Rick, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Well, you said you wanted to start the show off with a prayer, so that's fine. Go ahead and do that, and we'll all lay the groundwork, and then you can start on what we're doing here, okay?
Yes, sir. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just come before you today thankful for this opportunity in these late hours of this earth age to produce and prepare the people to hear your truth. And we ask for divine appointment over Ralph, myself, and all the listeners. For those to have ears, let them hear, and eyes to see what you're going to show your people today. And we ask your blessing upon it in Yeshua, Jesus' name. Amen.
Great. Okay, well, I want to just to get a brief overview of, it's just becoming so much clearer today. I mean, the Republic has been overthrown. I want to make just one comment about the politics of today. McCabe getting fired. Sessions actually allowed or did something correct for a change. And we're hoping, I'm hoping anyway, that I think a lot of people are, that Sessions, they were hearing there's indictments in the works for Hillary and McCabe. And McCabe says that if he goes down, he's bringing the whole thing down. Well, boy, that'd be a great thing. I'd grab a hold of him by the yard arm and yank on him so hard. I mean, but what's amazing is you hit these criminals, Comey, McCabe, and they're just like Saul Alinsky in his Rules for Radicals. He dedicated his book to Lucifer. They never admit the con. Never. They're saying, oh, we're just the greatest thing since popcorn. I mean, this stuff is so far beyond the pale, I don't know what to say anymore. It's beyond unbelievable. But their day of reckoning is coming. And with this end of the intelligence nonsense or research into the Russian collusion with Trump that never happened, and all of this stuff is always, which is another one of the Saul Alinsky things, always accuse the other guy of everything you've been doing and more, and never admit the con. And I'll tell you something, that Hillary Clinton met him, and she wrote a thesis on a book dedicated to Lucifer. Now, that ought to be an enlightening thing, and she was a prime student or pupil, and so was Obama. So that ought to give us some insight into that. So, anyways, to set this other up, what we talk about today, it is so important to understand who we are. And I have found this, I've talked the last couple of times here about political rights, but and I'm just looking more into this thing that's going on here in our country, is we've been conned. Our country was founded upon the inalienable rights from the Creator, Declaration of Independence. And there are 50 supposedly sovereign countries called the several states. They each have their own constitutions. And we automatically get the law of the land of that country when we are born here by two parents that are actually born in this country, or born in any one of these several states, or even the territories or possessions. We automatically, if you were born in Texas, you automatically, whether you want it or not, you're a citizen of Texas. And with that status, you then have what's called political rights. not just this nonsense they're doing, which I'll get to here, is the citizen of the United States. And you have political rights. That's criminal and civil. And you have under Article 4, Section 2, the privileges and immunities of the several states so that you can move amongst any of the other states. And I'm hearing noise here. If that's you, I don't know if that's Rick or not. Anyway, you can move amongst any of the other states, and you have the same rights, property, civil and criminal laws will be applied in any of the other states. But your political rights are reserved strictly for the one where you have a domicile. Now, what they have done is Congress, in 14 Stat 27, in 1866, created the civil rights. And I was just looking up and reading this, how they got around and pulled this off. Of course, that was to have the same rights as white citizens. That was for the Negroes. And then they put that into the 14th Amendment. And, of course, in 1870, they came around with the naturalization that made the Negroes, they could actually be naturalized as once they had done all the allegiance and the 5 years and all that other stuff, then they would be on equal footing with all white citizens, not have the same rights as. And they would have the political rights then after being naturalized as soon as they become domiciled in one of the several states. They did not have political rights. That's what's so amazing with the civil rights nonsense. There is no political rights. And this is where we have been misled and uninformed, is the organic amendments up through 12. 13 on is up. It says right in the bottom, it says articles. It doesn't say amendments. And they are prohibitions against state action and state law against discrimination, all that. And a citizen of the United States is supposed to remain dormant unless the state laws or the state actors get out of line. They don't tell us that. And then I was looking, doing more research into this. Also, this in the 14th Amendment is talking about the what the privileges and voting and all that, who it applies to, and it applies to a citizen of the United States or an inhabitant. And an inhabitant is a foreigner. So they extended this to you, the same thing to a foreigner or a citizen of the United States, anywhere in the United States. It does not apply to the citizens of the several states. It made no change in the citizens of the United States or citizens of the several states status or anything else. And we have been hoodwinked by signing up. That's why everything you do has to be tacked. You have to sign up. It's called an implied in law contract. You have to knowingly, supposedly, join the other side, man's law. A citizen of the United States has no constitution. A citizen of the United States has no law of the land. A citizen of the United States has no God. A citizen of the United States is strictly about property and contracts, and you're under the plenary power of Congress. And they even tell us that in the United States District Courts, which are not constitutional courts, which we can conclusively prove now, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. It is the Babylonian that's man's law, because we have abandoned our status, our citizenship, our birthright. Our birthright is tied to our citizenship directly. And since the 17th Amendment, the United States of America, the several states, has no standing either. So therefore, we have United States of America, and we only have two courts where United States is used since 1913. That is in the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. All of these United States District Courts and all of these appellate courts, all the way from 1 through 11 in D.C., are smoke and mirrors nonsense. Anyway, with that, why is it so important to have a birthright and a citizenship? And if you would give us a Rick now, start off on the Esau and tell the story of Esau, because that's really an important issue of this whole thing. It ties directly into this.
Sure. First, we need to cover the same what you're talking about and the importance of that birthright, because Esau, God hated, and Jacob, he loved. Well, you know, for God to hate something, it's got to be pretty horrific. And the birthright in Scripture, it pertained to the Israelites and the Hebrews to produce and to carry out the will of God. And so when the birthright transfers to the firstborn, there's a lot of responsibility that went with that. First, we all look at the privilege that that got, or got that person. They got a double portion of the blessing for a reason, and that was to go and to tell the world about the Father and to the laws that they were to live by and down through each family member. So this is really a big deal, and we've turned it into something that's of whatever. And the most important thing is it put us in a priestly position. And what I mean by that is that we had a responsibility, the firstborn, and with this birthright, into Israel or into America, which I believe is either Ephraim or Manasseh, and we'd go into that at another time. But so there's an even bigger reason to keep your birthright in this nation. But it's a priestly birthright because you were in charge of and responsible for all your family members continuing the commandments of God forward. They were rules and regulations to live by, not to incarcerate you into some, dependency, because you were blessed of God, and so therefore these rules and regulations there were for our benefit. Now, what Esau did was he took that lightly. Where Esau really messed up was he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup, basically. And through Esau, originally, would have come the Messiah. And they knew this. Today, when we study Scripture, we kind of think of everything how it works today, and that's not the case. So from Abraham, Isaac, then to Jacob, because of what Esau did, would come the Messiah. That was promised to Abraham. Abraham knew that. He handed that down to his son, and his son to his son, and so on and so forth, because there was going to come a Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, that would bring us back into right standing with God the Father. So that being said, he really made a mess, and he took it so lightly that God hated him for it, because God's whole purpose is to bring us back home where we belong, and he didn't think anything of it. So the next group of people that, and there's a lot more to this, but the next group of people we have to remember, or excuse me, let me back up a little bit. So Jacob's name was changed, and so was Esau's. So Esau means red. He was born hairy. He was named Esau. And after he did this, his name, after he sold his birthright, his name was changed to Edom. And there's a whole study on who the Edomites are. Esau added insult to injury when he started marrying Kenite women, which was definitely another no-no of God. So Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Jacob had his issues, for sure, but he wrestled with God, and God changed his name to Israel. And each person's name has a definite meaning. It's huge. The name is a big deal. That's why God changed these names into people that they were going to be and do wondrous works for him. We can move forward. Next one would be the four Hebrew children, Ralph, whenever you want to go to that one, because that's a big name issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the four Hebrew, most people go say the three Hebrew children, but it's actually four because Daniel is in this mix. And you can find them. The Esau thing you can find in chapter 25 of Genesis. The Hebrew children, which we go by, it's a weird deal. Since I've been in church or churchianity, We've always learned their Babylonian name. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar. You know, what's that? Why did they change our name, their names? The enemy knows there's power in a name, just as there's power in citizenship. So he has to bamboozle us out of each of those. The enemy can only do what he can do because we volunteer it. So whenever you want to take it back, Ralph, and I can go at some other time here about the Hebrew children.
Yeah, I'd like to go into more into the how Esau, how that all happened, how that came about, if you go into more detail of Esau there.
Okay. Well, you have to go to Genesis chapter 25, and I'll skip down a little ways. Down to 20, verse 23, and it says, "And the Lord said unto her," which would be Rebekah, the mother. Now, this is interesting. You have to keep this in mind. Follow this closely, and I would encourage everybody to go ahead and read this yourself. "And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other." Yes, the other people, "and the elder shall serve the younger." This is not normal in Hebraic ways of doing things, so follow me a little bit further. "And when her days came to be delivered or fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb." We could go back to the garden when Adam and Eve did their thing, and we could see that there were Eve had twins. And that's a whole nother story. And it says,
hold on a minute. We got to go to break. That's the music. We'll be back in just a minute.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I've got Rick Cabot in from Alaska, and he's explaining why it's so important, our birthright, which is basically, it ties directly to your citizenship, because that's what you get when you're born, and it's a birthright that you get when you're born in any of the several states. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, so when they were born, you know, obviously Esau being the firstborn would have got all of those things that, and much more that we didn't cover, but all of the privileges and honors and responsibility that the firstborn would have to bring in a generation down the road, the Messiah. That's what this is all about. So when he sold it for, you know, had no regard for it, basically, and he sold it for basically a bowl of soup, he lost his birthright. And again, he continued after that. He was unrepentant. And it talks about, I believe, in the chapter 26, that he was sorry. He had tears. Actually, I think it's in Romans. But it was because he didn't get the stuff. So when he gave this stuff up, if you jump to chapter 27, you know, he didn't have any regard for the bloodline. It talks about that. So he even went worse, and he married into these Kenite women. So when you look into what the birthright curtailed in the Hebrew history, it's a big deal. I know I'm saying this over and over again, but it's a huge deal. And for him, he lost everything. I mean, he lost all the privilege, the double portion. The firstborn got double portion. And this two-nation thing gets to be really big. Now, some people would say that Isaac was his father also. You know, there's debate about that. I'm a believer in the three world ages, and I believe that God told Rebekah long before that he knew that these two existed before, and they were warriors before this earth age. But that's a whole nother story. I believe that somehow, some way, the Father tells us in his word specific things. Why did he put in the word that one was red and hairy when he was born and the other one was basically fair? I mean, there's so many births throughout the scriptures and none of them talk about that. I think there's a very big significance as to who Esau really was and why God also hated him. So it was first, you know, obviously his birthright, but he pre-existed this time and he sided with, I believe, Satan or Lucifer. And when he came into this earth age, he continued the characteristics that he had before that. Now, that's just my opinion. I have a little bit of documentation on that, but that's another story. The creatures, we are creatures of habit, but we are also creatures that wherever we were created and to be, that's what we will be until we are deceived. By first and foremost, selling our birthright. How do we sell our birthright? Well, in America, to me, we are a little bit slightly different than what Esau did. Esau knowingly gave up his birthright. We unknowingly did it. Now, that doesn't make any excuses to me and or to God. We gave up our birthright, which for a bunch of privileges. So is there, what else would you like me to talk about on the Esau issue, Ralph?
Well, I guess you said something about even when he was born, he was held by his feet or something. I don't understand what you were telling me about that.
So that's kind of a step back to what I was saying. They pre-existed this time. Again, there was war in her belly. She asked, let's go back to that in chapter 25, that she said there's something wrong here. Let me go back here in chapter 25, verse 22, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? In other words, why am I this way? And she went and inquired of the Lord. And this is when I started, and it says, and the Lord said unto her, you have two nations in your womb. That two nations is figuratively and spiritually speaking. They are going to be at war. They were at war, and they are going to be at war. So when they came out, Jacob grabbed a hold of Esau's heel. He was born first, and Jacob tried to pull him back. Obviously, you know, Jacob's name means supplanter or heel catcher. So there was war already starting right there in the womb.
Hold on just a minute. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here, and I've got Rick Cavan, and he's talking about Esau that accepts some porridge and lentil beans and got rid of his birthright. Go ahead and explain more why that's so important and the complete deception of how all that happened.
Well, again, we go back to the fact that he was hungry, you know, and he had little regard for his birthright. For whatever reason, again, I mean, we can speculate that. And we jump down to verse 30, and it says, Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red porridge, and for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Right then and there, he accepted whatever deal this was, and his name got changed. There's an incredible amount of information that got transferred here. Oh, actually, I said jurisdiction would be a better word, from Esau to Edom and from Jacob to Israel. You know, why these names are changed, why throughout Scripture names get changed, there's a real big reason for that. And it's an actual moving of authority or privilege or something along those lines. And that's why, you know, what you're teaching, Ralph, is so parallel to this information, because it's a copy, it's a type of, and nothing is new under the sun, Ecclesiastes says. So, you know, what you're sharing is exactly what happens here in Scripture. And again, you know, the four Hebrew children, throughout Scripture, this has been the case. Today, we don't see it. We're not taught it. We don't pay attention to this sort of thing, when, in fact, you know, it's in our face. It really is in our face. The deception... Well,
let me interrupt here. It is important, then, if I'm going to be with the Creator and on His side, I have one name. And if I buy into the other side, man's laws, the Lucifer, Satan, devil, whatever we... I'm going to have another name, a Babylonian-type name. Is that what you're saying, right?
Exactly. That's exactly
okay,
correct.
And so let me put that in current today. This is why, and a lot of people have caught on to this, because it's like the IRS or these other side, they always use all caps instead of your proper noun or proper name, which is a Christian, upper, lower case, and all of it. And what they do is they put it in all caps, like I have, my middle name is Kermit. They'll use a K with no period, so it's not an initial, so it's all caps. So that basically is, you could call it the Babylonian name or the Lucifer or devil's name. It looks like, but it's not me, and there's a lot of people you're not going to win with it, but it is an important issue, because if you operate in their world, that's what you're known by. If you stick to the other side, that's why I always use Ralph Kermit Winterode II, all upper and lower case, my true proper Christian name. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so what you're saying is exactly correct. So I want to operate the best that I know how under our Creator's rules. And really, when you operate like that, as we learn to do that more and more efficiently, we can regain our authority based on His word. Anytime you want to step outside of that, you're free to do that. And we have all done that because we've been duped, as you say. But when we gain more and more understanding of our Creator's word, then we gain back our authority. We give authority over to the enemy through basically this name issue is number one. Obviously, our actions is number two. The enemy cannot do anything to us that the Father doesn't permit. Why does the Father permit it? Because we permitted it. knowingly or unknowingly. And so this is a big deal. I mean, I really want to help everybody to understand, those that are believers out there in particular, that we have a responsibility. The responsibility is on us. I'm not going to take a little sidetrack here, but it's not really a sidetrack. And one of those things is the issue of Israel being God's chosen people. Well, they're chosen not because of anything fanciful about themselves. They were chosen to expose the world, this corrupt, fallen world, to the Father and his ways of being. And somewhere down the line, we got to worshiping the Jews and the Israelites. And that's not what that was all about. So, you know, we really have to kind of pay attention to what's going on here, because what's in Israel today are the Kenites. And those are the people, we're being bamboozled by that whole group of people also. So let's get back to the Hebrews and the names there, if you don't mind. We're along the same principles here.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. I was just going to ask you why the mother helped. Go ahead with what's your thought. Go ahead.
Well, back to that issue of Esau. The mother loved Esau. I mean, excuse me, the mother loved Jacob. It says Esau was, you know, this and that, and then she said, then it says that she preferred Jacob. So the mother knew, I believe, she was worried about what was going on in her womb. This is something that she'd never experienced. These kids were actually rumbling in her womb. And, you know, that's kind of an odd picture to have in your head, sitting there thinking, why were they fighting in there? Do twins do that normally? No. And again, it has to do with who each of them were, and again, in my view. So anyway, she preferred Jacob, so she wanted Jacob to have the birthright. And then once Esau, okay, that's a good point. Once Esau made his decision to give up his birthright, then you're free game for the enemy. You're free game for whatever comes. And so that's when they were able to deceive him. Deceive Isaac, and to make sure that the birthright was handed to Jacob. So that's kind of how that went down.
Well, she worked with him to fool the father, right?
That is correct, yes.
To get the blessing.
Yes, correct.
So, in other words, he could give it up, but he needed the blessing of his father to make it stick?
Yes. The father, that's the importance of this. So, the father is the one that's going to consummate the deal. You know, he volunteered up. Esau volunteered to give it up, but the father had to make the final decision.
And how did they pull that off?
What's that?
How did they pull that off?
Well, they pulled it off by putting sheepskin or a hairy skin on Jacob, so that, you know, obviously Isaac at that point was in very elderly man, blind, and you know, on his deathbed, basically. And so they made sure that he was dressed or felt like Esau, because Jacob, even in his old age, he was pretty smart. He said, come here. He sounded like Jacob. So he came forward. He asked his son to come forward, and he touched him. And his mother knew this. You know, obviously she had some type of intuition to know that the father was going to go through this ordeal with Jacob. And so he was dressed in some type of animal skin, sheep or goat or something, to make it so that it was like he was like Esau. I believe, this is only my opinion, but I do believe that Esau, she knew something was strange with Esau at birth. And again, I'll leave that there, but he was definitely, the Father, Heavenly Father knew there was two nations in the womb, which goes out into history, who the Edomites are. You know, after he was the deal was consummated. He took the porridge. His name changed to Edom, even though we still use Esau. So,
let me stop there and put this in a modern type situation. Sure. What Esau did was not totally permanent. He made the act, which opened himself up to that, to go on to say the dark side or whatever. But it needed the Father's blessing to make it permanent. But in our world, we have a birthright is because of where we are born and by the parents. When our parents are both American citizens or citizens of one of the several states, we have a birthright. And there's no way to make it permanent in our world, except that's why we have to keep stating every time I want to sit on a jury, I want to be a citizen of the United States. Every time I get a driver's license, I got to be a citizen of the United States. Every time I get a loan from the bank, I got to be a citizen of the United States. These are all implied in law contracts, which means I want the benefit of that status. Now, the things that cannot exist, a citizen of the United States has no domicile. A citizen of the United States has no right of suffrage, has no right of through the elective franchise, is not put there by qualified electors. It has no constitutions, and it's under the absolute plenary power of Congress, which is by and through what we call the headless fourth branch of government that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did the research on in 1937, because he was losing control when we started this nonsense, which actually happened March 3rd, 1933. Herbert Hoover, on his last day in office, signed and repealed 1,006 statutes. The very next day, March 4th, 1933, and I got this out of the legislative history of the when the Federal Register Act, they started the National Recovery, which they said executive orders and the regulations from agencies are now law. They gutted our statutory republic between, and I have no idea why Herbert Hoover would do that on his last day in office. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, why would he do that? I don't know. But that's really an important thing, and this is one of the things. So how do we can identify problems. So what's the solution? Well, I've looked at their naturalization, because the way you get into our republic, if you are a foreigner, is naturalization. It takes 5 years, and you have to, under oath, say, I don't want anything to do with any king or anything else. I have total allegiance to the United States. And with that, you get political rights and you get civil rights. And you come in as a citizen of the United States of America. That's under the Confederate Articles of Confederation. Citizen of the United States of America. And I've got it in documents now. I mean, it's never changed. And once you get in that, when you come in that way, then you get a domicile in one of the several states, and you become your protections, like in Texas, we'll just use Texas, your protections is all in the Constitution of Texas as a citizen of Texas. And you have political and civil rights. A citizen of the United States has no political rights. The citizen of the United States was an overlay done to try to control, to make the states say, hey, you can't be discriminating against the blacks, you can't be doing this, that, and the other. That was all that, and all of the amendments from 13 up are prohibitive. And I've got the congressional record also, where it's based on about 15 Supreme Court cases, Cruikshank and that, and it says nothing changed with the 14th, and if the states don't get out of line, a citizen of the United States remains dormant. A citizen of the United States is used by the, quote, states today. because under the 1935 Social Security, they used the emergency of the Depression to make the states surrender their sovereignty for a citizen of the United States, and they created a fictional employer. This fictional employer, that's right, the legislative, is under the excise tax. They could sneak it through under the Constitution as an excise tax. And this employer, to have the privilege of having employees, which are citizens of the United States, he would give them benefits of a unemployment insurance. And the benefit the, quote, individual gets, he gets wages. And to suck this and to make this all work, it's called election by the employer. The employer says, hey, cometh on in. I'll give you unemployment insurance. And then you will contribute to a retirement program. Now, that's better just going out working for somebody that's one of the citizens of several states. Well, how do I suck you in? Oh, the old good old W-4. Election by the employer, and that is found in, there are five subtitles of taxes in Title 26. And in Subtitle C, there is no deficiency because Subtitle C is hidden. This is hiding the Social Security Act and the Buck Act. So what they did is they give you a W-4. Now, there's a place to mark on there, say, hey, I'm not subject to this nonsense. They have to, that's constitutionally, so it gives you a way out. But you'll never find this solution in Title 26. Title 26 is only for foreigners. It's easy to prove. The only in Title 26 withholding agent is for citizens, is for foreigners. It says so in 7701A16. Withholding of any tax required is for only for non-resident aliens, which is 1441. 1442, which is foreign corporations. 1443 is foreign organizations. And 1461, they're all Subtitle A taxes. That's why it's called an individual income tax. Because, you see, they are prohibited by the holding of the Supreme Court of withholding income was given back in 1920s. I don't remember the name of the case right now without looking it up. I've got it in a brief here. But income is only for the profits and stuff on federal, on corporations, federal corporations and stuff. They can't go there. So how did they get around that? I mean, it has been around for years. There's no law that requires me to do it. They receded it. I could not believe this. The federal income tax, they can't do. Back in a minute, and then we'll get back with some more here. Hold on.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I got Rick Cavett, but hold on a minute, because I'm giving a more overview, and then we're going to get some more. Everybody, we've always said, where's the duty? All we got to do is look. It says a return. They put people in jail for a return. Wait a minute. You can't return something unless you took something to begin with. I can't return food to a store or return something unless I took it. How did I get in the return, go to jail for a return? Well, it's under wages. But the scam is there's nothing in Title 26 that's going to help us. That's the problem, because it says in 6211, it talks about, and in 6212, it's a withhold any tax only for Subtitle A. Okay, so who can withhold in Subtitle A? It's for any tax, it says. So the only people in Subtitle A is non-resident aliens. That's a Subtitle A, 1441. Subtitle A is foreign organizations or foreign corporations. That's 1442. Subtitle A is foreign organizations, 1443. And Subtitle A, 1461, says you can sue anybody. But you see, if you do not get your status, which I'm going to get to in a minute, how do I get out of Babylon? How do I distinguish myself and have evidence in their world and this world? And it can be done. But get back to the overview of this whole thing is then, and that was Merchant's Loan versus Simitanica. I never can pronounce it right. Simitanica, anyway, it's 255 U.S. 509. That was 1921. Income, they can't touch it. 16th Amendment changed nothing. People that are chasing that, you're going nowhere, because they can't touch the citizens of the several states. So how did they get around it? And I was looking, and I found into the buck, and I could not believe it when I said they have receded the, quote, income tax. And it's individual. What's an individual? It's defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A2. It's a citizen of the United States or an alien. Lawfully admitted. Really? So how does an alien get tied into a citizen of the United States? And I was just researching here in the case that Sessions filed in California against the sanctuary states. He went in and filed United States of America, which is a sovereign body politic. It started after the 17th Amendment. There is no standing for the citizens of the several states, and the legislature surrenders. So since 1913, it's turned into United States of America. And it's a sovereign body politic. I got that in about 113 cases now since 1996 out of complaints. And an interesting, a real interesting thing, which is so, I read their stuff. The devil tells us what he's doing. We just got to learn. The one thing that they never use, and that's the DOJ for the our government, which has been overthrown right now because we've agreed to it. And the other side, they will never, ever see, you will never see them use 8 U.S.C. 1101, number three, the definition of the term alien. Now, what is a term? See, that's why John 8:34-44 is so important. You do not understand my language. We don't understand their language. They take their words, and they're called terms, and they use the word means. Anytime you say the word term and means together, and the word will be in quotation mark, it says, I am taking what you think you know. I am giving it an exclusive definition. Back in a minute.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.